No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast, coming to you a couple of days early because I don't know if you know, but it is a big holiday week. Welcome to week 13 in the NFL, and that kicks off with a triple header today. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Thanksgiving football. We have 4 games over the next 2 days. So I wanted to bring you some highlights of all that action that is coming up. We have not had a lot of big news this week, so there is not a lot of big news to cover. I'm going to be diving into my games of the week, which will include my pick of the trio of games today, as well as look at all of the primetime or standalone games, which means tomorrow, and 3 picks from the Sunday window. So a lot of games of the week to cover this week because we have football for about 5 consecutive days. Should be a lot of fun, especially when you throw in the college slate on Saturday. Well, let's not waste any time and dive into our games. As I mentioned, it's Thanksgiving. We have a trio of games today. Detroit and Dallas always host, and then there's always a rotating night game. And it is that night game, the 5-6 Miami Dolphins at the 8-3 Green Bay Packers. That is my pick of the litter today. You know, the Bears and Lions early in the day could be okay. The Giants and Cowboys, both teams are struggling in the middle of the day. But this is two teams that still have their eyes on the playoffs. The Packers are third in their division, but they are actually 8-3 and in firm position for a wild card, trying to improve that position. The Dolphins at 5-6 are on the outside looking in right now, but they've really picked things up with Tua back in the lineup. This should be an interesting matchup. Will be quite cold and is outdoors in Green Bay, which would be a challenge for the Dolphins. Our Black Friday game, the Las Vegas Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. So apparently the graphic still says Oakland. If only, Oakland fans, right? If only. But Aiden O'Connell coming back from a broken thumb, apparently, to start this game. I expect it to be all Chiefs. Second year in a row, we've gotten kind of a dud on the Black Friday game. The early window games on Sunday, there are a couple of really interesting matchups, but the one that I like the best is the 6-5 Arizona Cardinals at the 9-2 Minnesota Vikings. These are two teams that are both second in their division but have decent records and are chasing that first place spot. They are going to be clashing. The Cardinals actually were in first place going into last week, lost a tough road match to Seattle. Can they get it over on the Vikings? The afternoon window game, probably the game of the week, the 9-2 Philadelphia Eagles at the 8-4 Baltimore Ravens. This one features two good quarterbacks that are also known for their run and two free agent running backs who have been real difference makers, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, probably two of the best odds for NFL MVP that are non-quarterbacks. In fact, Saquon would be my pick right now. This one should be fantastic. Fantastic. The Sunday night football game, the 49ers will be at the Buffalo Bills. 49ers reeling a little bit now, 5-6, under 500. Going up to Buffalo, where it's going to be cold, windy, with tons of lake effect snow, may not be the tonic that they're looking for to get back on track, but it should be great for Josh Allen and the Bills, who are also coming off a bye. And then Monday night football, my Denver Broncos, they are currently the 7th seed in the AFC, last game before they get that week 14 bye. They are hosting the Cleveland Browns. Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers at home last week, but they're still only 3-8. The Broncos should be the better team. Bo Nix making his case for an offensive rookie of the year in the NFL. We'll see how that holds up, but that looks like a quite a fun game, quite a fun way to end this week in the NFL. Well, that'll do it for games of the week. How about some guys you might want to put in your lineups? Look, week 12 wasn't my best week for sit starts. My start record, I was 2-2. I managed to hit on Cortland Sutton and Devon Achane, but Kyler Murray kind of fell off for the Cardinals, and Brock Bowers got the Patrick Surtain treatment. Was not great for the Raiders. Among sits, I was only 1-3. Tommy DeVito was not a quarterback you wanted to play, but Rico Dowdle, Jacoby Myers, and Noah Gray all had pretty good weeks. So let's hope week 13 turns out a little bit better for me. As always, I pick one sit and one start out of each of the four big fantasy positions. And I mentioned I was excited about this Monday night game. My start this week is Bo Nix. Look, he had a rough start to the season, but he's been incredibly hot of late. He's tracking toward that rookie of the year position. The Broncos are in position to make the playoffs. He's QB7 on the season, averaging more than 18 points per game. The Browns have not been that good. Their defense has not been that consistent. I'm firing up Bo Nix. On the flip side, I am sitting Aaron Rodgers. His presence in New York was supposed to be the answer for the Jets. You know what? It's not. He's QB19 on the season. The Jets are a woeful 3-8. This week, they host the Seahawks, who are fighting for a playoff spot, boast a solid defense, and, hey, our first place in their division. Rodgers is simply not a QB1 option. My start at running back, well, it is a turkey day option. Make sure you throw him in your lineup this morning, and that is Josh Jacobs of the Green Bay Packers. He's been a great addition to the Packers. He's RB9 on the season, but he has 20 or more fantasy points in 4 of the last 5 Packers games. It's going to be cold. They will want to grind it out tonight. The 8-3 Packers are chasing the Lions and the Vikings. They have a huge clash with the Dolphins tonight. It is my game of the day, and I think Josh Jacobs figures to be the engine that drives that Packers offense. He is a start for me. On the flip side, I'm sitting Ramondre Stevenson of the New England Patriots. I like Stevenson's talent, but this
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Red Circle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Red Circle.
Patriots offense has been all over the place. On paper, it's an appealing matchup as they play the Indianapolis Colts, but there's been a lot of inconsistency for Stevenson and those who roster him. Yes, he's RB22 on the season, which would lead you toward thinking he's a guy you want in your lineup, but he's been sort of boom or bust. With all 32 teams in action this week, I'm just not wild on trusting him. Let's move to wide receivers. Sorry about that. My wide receiver start this week is Jackson Smith in Jigba. He's taken a big step up for the Seahawks in year two. He's a key cog on their offense. He's wide receiver 8 on the season. He's averaging more than 15 points per game. He's also had 19 or more points in each of the last 2 weeks with DK Metcalf back in the lineup. He's delivering on his draft capital. He should be in your lineup. My sit this week is Deebo Samuel. He has a big contract, some big talent, and he's produced like it sometimes this season. But the 49ers are 5-6. I mentioned it's going to be bad, bad weather, and injuries have taken a toll. He's only wide receiver 42 on the season. He's averaging less than 7 points in the last two games. Juwan Jennings has seemingly stepped up as the wide receiver 1. Christian McCaffrey is back. There's some injuries at quarterback. I'm just not buying into Deebo Samuel. At tight end, I am all in on Trey McBride this week. He continues to be the go-to guy in that Cardinals offense. He's tight end 3 on the season, and he's been the most consistent part of the passing offense there. The Cardinals have a huge game against the Vikings, and I think McBride will be a big part of it. But I am not bullish about starting his opposite number, TJ Hockenson of the Minnesota Vikings. Look, he has good talent. We've seen him produce. He has 2 kind of bust games and 2 boom games this season. He's alternated those games back and forth throughout this 4 games that he's been active. And guess what? He had a boom game last week. I just think there are a lot of options, and TJ Hockenson is just not a guy I'm trusting with all 16 teams back in action. Hopefully you have a better option to get a top 12 tight end finish. So those are a look at some of my sits and starts this week. Well, before I get out of here, I love to end with picks against the spread. And you know what? I've been on a heater of late. Last week was probably my best week yet. I finished 10-3. I'm up to 99-80 on the week. And guess what? Since it is Thursday morning, none of the games have occurred. You will get all 16 of my picks against the spread before they happen. For today's games, I'm taking the Lions -11.5. I know it's a huge spread, and Chicago has been better of late, but the Detroit Lions are just at another level, and they are home on Thanksgiving. I am taking the Dallas Cowboys -3.5. New York, a bit of a mess. We saw the Cowboys still have some juice at times. They haven't won at home all season. I think that changes today. I took the Miami Dolphins +3.5, and I know you're saying, wait, what? I thought you were in on the Packers. I am. I think the Packers will win the game, but I think this one's going to be tight. Both these teams are fighting hard. I like Miami to put up a good show and keep this within a field goal. Black Friday game, I'm taking the Raiders +13.5. Again, I think Kansas City will win the game, but Kansas City just hasn't been blowing people out this season. On to the Sunday games, I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons +1.5 at home against the Chargers. No J.K. Dobbins. Falcons off of a bye. They really need the win. I think they get it at home. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers +2.5 on the road in Cincinnati. I know the Bengals are fighting for their lives this season, but I think the Steelers are a better team and will get the victory. I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings -3.5 at home against the Cardinals. The Cardinals did not look good last week. Lost by 10 in Seattle. I think Minnesota a better team. I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts -2.5 on the road at New England. I think Anthony Richardson will do just enough for the Colts to pull out a victory and get a little bit closer to being in playoff contention. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks -2.5 on the road at the New York Jets. The Jets are a mess on and off the field. I'm taking the Washington Commanders -5.5 at home against Tennessee. Look, the Commanders have not been great of late, and Tennessee did pull off a pretty impressive victory at Houston last week, but I think the Commanders will be able to get back on track and will get a solid win at home. Speaking of those Texans, I'm taking them -4.5 on the road in Jacksonville. I know the Jags are coming off of a bye. I just don't think they're very good. I'm taking the Rams -2.5 on the road at New Orleans. This one was a tough game to call. New Orleans has been feisty of late, but I think the Rams still have more to fight for. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers +5.5 at home against the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers will get the win and get back to .500. Panthers have been playing very well, but they held the Chiefs to only a 3-point victory. I think they can do at least the same against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Couple of tough games. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens -2.5 at home against the Eagles. I just think the Ravens are picking up some steam. I think they really want to get that win before they head out into the bye. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills -6.5 at home against the 49ers. Poor conditions. 49ers are banged up. I think Buffalo gets this win at home. And finally, I'm taking the Denver Broncos -5.5 at home against the Cleveland Browns. I know the Browns upset the Steelers last week, but I think the Broncos will be ready and will be looking to make a good showing in prime time. Well, that wraps up things for me, week 13. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. Hope you get some football in, get some fun action, but get some time with family. Take some time to think about what you're thankful for this year. This is really a day to step back and take a minute and show our gratitude for all the things and all the blessings we have in our lives. And I hope you enjoy that too. Maybe one of those blessings will be watching some of your favorite teams or fantasy players do well in the three games today. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and I will see you back on our regular day on Sunday for next week's week 14, which is the last week of NFL buys. Another thing to be thankful for. Until then, you guys have a wonderful week 13.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.